Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Klecka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.
The following program was paid for by Klecka Tax Resolution.
The tax and tax resolution information provided in this show is general in nature. It is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal or tax advice. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.
Of the way the big man rakes it in, the little man coughs it up. Well, the bite keeps getting bigger, and the paychecks are getting small. You know the IRS ain't gonna rest till they think they've got it all.
Welcome to Taxing Times with federal tax attorney and CPA Mark Klecka. These are taxing times, and Mark can help you with tax audits and balances due with the IRS through his tax representation company, Klecka Tax Resolution. Now, here's your host, Mark Klecka.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Executive Services Taxing Times. Yes, this is Mark Klecka, federal tax attorney and CPA, and we are here each week, same station, same day, same time, to talk about federal tax questions and issues of the day, also current business issues, and of course, we will talk about any issues you have about taxes that you have in your mind, and how do you let me know what is on your mind and what else do you want us to bring up on future shows? You call me, 844-400-TAXS, that's 844-400-TAXS, and just leave a message if I'm unavailable for some reason, and we can let me know what you want to hear on future shows, and we'll research it, and we will bring it up and have it on as a topic on future shows. And that's how we get our topics for a lot of our shows are from who? The listeners. So go ahead and let us know, 844-400-TAXS. Of course, if you've got a tax problem or anything like that, click a tax resolution. That's what I deal with. If you have a balance due with the IRS, haven't filed in several years, getting the lien and levy notices, really having problems, audits, 844-400-TAXS, Klecka Tax Resolution. And you can also email me, KleckaLaw, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-E-W, KleckaLaw at S-M-A-R-K-C-P-A.com about your questions or issues you want to hear on future shows. You can contact me as well. And then we're really excited on a couple of things. Number one, we have revamped our website, and it is KleckaLaw.com, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-E-W.com. And we're really excited about the new presentation and a lot more things on the website. So KleckaLaw.com. So go there and look at what we have to offer on the new website. And then also, we'd like to welcome a new advertiser to the Taxing Times family, Mike Lindell, Mike MyPillow. So we are welcoming Mike to our show and MyPillow to our show. And you can contact him for big savings on his array of MyPillow products. 1-800-886-1048 using promo code MK54, 800-886-1048, promo code M54. So welcome, Mike, to Taxing Times. All right, as we go through every week, we always talk about the current issues of the day at the first part of the show. Still nothing on the mileage. We're going to keep you abreast of any changes in that mileage rate. And as soon as the IRS wakes up and gets it changed, we will let you know what that number is, because I know it's a lot important to us, a lot of people. It's a lot of individuals and small businesses. So that standard mileage rate, we're going to let you know about that. And then, of course, as we've said on prior shows, probably no changes for 2022 taxes, but the 2023 taxes are on the table. The bills are in Congress. And guess what? It'll always be done when? Late November, early December, during the what? Lame duck session after, you know, the elections. So probably nothing before the elections too much, but probably a lot after the elections. So anyway, we will keep you abreast of what's going on and everything like that. All right, but if you have any questions, just let me know and send me an email at kleggalaw@smarkcba.com or call 844-400-TAXS. And, of course, we have with us today, Ryan Sloan of Executive Services. So welcome,
hey,
Ryan.
How's it going, Mark?
All right, great. So we're going to be talking about a couple of things today. First thing we're going to be talking about our IRS audits. You know, we've heard about IRS audits and that, oh, the little guy, you know, he's getting audited and the big guys, the big honchos are just getting away with bloody murder about audits and everything like that. And so now, you know, the IRS is, number one, back in business and they're hiring new auditors. And so, therefore, if you've been saying, well, I'll just play the, I'll put everything down and I'll sort of play the Russian roulette and hope that I don't get the bullet or anything like that in the IRS audit, you know, hey, IRS audits are on the rise. So Ryan, why don't you talk a little bit about what's going on with the IRS?
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you so much. The first thing I want to say, Mark, is that rich people pay taxes. Okay. Everybody needs to stop reading those salacious headlines that says, hey, rich people don't pay any taxes. Big corporations don't pay any taxes. The facts are just not there. In fact, we just had Chris Lee and his wife who were just found guilty for tax evasion just recently. So there's some proof for you right there that the IRS is going after people that are making mistakes. Now, they claim they didn't do it, that it's all their accountant's fault, right? So check this out. So the Chris Lee's accountant was found guilty for willfully filing false tax returns. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, okay, people who make money pay taxes. Please do that. Best advice we can give you right now today is to make sure that your tax preparer is following the tax code.
Right. Okay? And yeah, absolutely. You need to make sure they're following the tax code. And then if you hear some buddy or something out there this summer telling about how he doesn't pay any taxes and everything like that, you know, you just need to go, no, there's no way that you can do that. Because ultimately what happens is that all of a sudden their house has got a for sale sign in the front yard and he's not
at the party no more. He doesn't come by the barbecue, right?
Right.
I mean, these things really happen, guys. Okay, so and what are your chances? Okay, so here's the first thing, right? If your tax preparer followed the tax code, your chances are very small, right? Like, and then even if you get audited, you're in the clear because you paid your taxes. You did what you were supposed to do. So to be 100% audit-proof means to say that you've got a preparer that you know is following the tax code. So if you got a preparer that's, promising you that they can get you all these, refunds or they can make sure you don't pay any taxes, you need to be wary of that. Here's your chances as listed by the IRS themselves, okay? If you make under $1 million, okay? That's $1 million in earnings and under, you've got a 0.6% chance of being audited. And that's really if you haven't raised any red flags. You raise a red flag and guess what? Automatic audit, right? Okay? If you put more than $5,000 on a Schedule C easy, guess what? You're going to automatic audit, okay? And believe me, I had that happen to me early in my career, okay? It's a terrible situation. But you got to follow the tax code, okay? Guess what? You got to follow the tax code. So a 0.6, okay, that's a less than 1% chance of being audited if you earn less than $1 million. So start going to sleep at night, okay? Get some peace of mind. Get a good tax preparer. And it's not going to happen to you, okay? Right? Okay, now let's go up the ladder here, okay? 1 million to 5 million, Mark? 1.3%.
Yeah.
That's right. 1.3%. Okay.
Right.
That's huge, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the deal is that people are going, well, what happens with this? And yes, the big guys are getting audited more. They have a higher percentage of being audited. Don't think that they're not being looked at. But what also do they have in their corner? They have accountants and lawyers and everything like that. And plus, they're tax returns, you know, like are several inches thick, lots of schedules.
Takes weeks to prepare them.
And it takes weeks to prepare them, and it takes months, if not years, to audit them. And so it's hard on those. But the little guy, you know, the ones that just have just a couple of schedules and everything like that, you know, they are easier to do. And like we've talked about on prior shows, what happens is that the revenue people, the guy who the agent, he looks at all this. He gets graded on how many cases he can close. Not how much he collects, how many cases he can reduce out of his portfolio. That's how he gets graded and gets his promotion. And so he can do one great big guy over here, and that counts as one. Or he can do 25 of these little ones and close those out and get a score 25 points over here or versus 1 point. So, you know, it's easier for, you know, it's human nature to do the easier audits, the ones with the ones that are more the less controversial, more cut and dried. Hey, this guy, if he comes across your desk, like I said before, usually they sit there, that the everybody that comes to their desk, they're brainwashed and trained into thinking that everybody that came, every file they get, those guys are crooks. There's something in there.
Everybody's trying to cheat on their taxes. That's what the IRS feels like. Yeah. Don't be that person. Don't try to cheat on your taxes. Right.
And so, you know, and then also, you know, that if he goes over back to his manager and says, I didn't find anything, he says, well, you didn't look hard enough. Go back and find something.
Yeah, they'll find something. Don't get them looking. That's the thing, right? So, look, the last category is the over $10 million, right? Mm-hmm. You make over $10 million, what's your percent chance? 8%. 8% chance of being audited. Okay, that's dramatically higher than the 1 to 5 section, okay, at 1.3%. Now, I also want to put these numbers into perspective for you, okay? How many tax returns are there under $1 million? Well, there's probably like 100 million of them, right,
yeah,
Mark?
There's a lot of them.
Okay, so what's 1% of 100 million? Well, that's 10 million tax returns.
Yeah.
They're going to audit 10 million tax returns in 2019, 2020. And how many agents are they going to have to do that? They just hired an additional 10,000 ready to go.
Right.
Okay, so, now what about the 10 million plus? How many of those are there? Let's say maybe there's a million of those that are 10 million plus. I mean, I don't know. That I don't know if there's a good number,
guys. Maybe
even
not that many.
It might not even be that many. It might be a little more, but still, 8% of a million is what? $80,000, 80,000, not dollars, but 80,000 tax returns. Okay, so you know, everybody's getting audited is the thing, and they're doubling these percentage points, okay, right? So from 0.6 to 1.2, from 8 to 16, right? It's gonna grow. Why? Well, we got a huge deficit. We got a major debt crisis in America. We got wars happening. We got stuff going on. So, look, taxes are going up, and so are audits, okay? So again, what's the best advice? Make sure you're following the tax code. You don't have to cheat. If you're doing it right, there are ways to limit your tax liability to fair, right, and reasonable. And then there are tools that our government gives us that allows us to grow our savings in a tax-free way. And so you just need to get a good team working on that for
right.
you.
Right, and you need to get that team at Executive Services at 800-707-1477. Get in their CFO program. Make sure that things are taken care of properly. So get a hold of Ryan over at Executive Services, 800-707-1477. 800-707-1477.
That's right.
All right, well, we're going to take our first break, and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my towels with proprietary technology, which makes them soft and absorbent. Towels that work, what a concept. They're made with USA cotton and come in a variety of awesome colors. My six-piece towel set is regularly $109.99, now just $39.99 with your promo code.
Call now, 800-886-1048. That's 800-886-1048 and use promo code MK54. That's promo code MK54. Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark Klecka, Federal Tax Attorney and CPA. This is where we gather each week to talk about federal tax questions, issues of the day on your mind. 844-400-TAXS. If you want to let me know about what you want to hear on future shows, 844-400-TAXS. Well, before the break, we were talking a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about more about IRS audits and everything like that. The audit, you know, rates are going up, and people think they're going to just try to handle those audits themselves. They get that letter, they're going to go in there and they're going to have a cup of coffee with the auditor and everything like that. And then we've gotten the things that people I'm still hearing. I thought that was dead and buried or something like that, but I still have people. Well, people say that, you know, they've audited and they've assessed all this money, but can't I just pay pennies on the dollar, you know, and get a great deal with the IRS?
It's too good to be true, Mark.
Yeah, and people, you know, I'm just sitting there going, you know, really think about it. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And all these people say, oh, you're going to say we're going to reduce all this and get you a great deal with the IRS. Well, if everybody could run up a big tax bill, say, you know, hey, everybody, do your taxes, don't pay them, you know, and have a big tax liability and with the IRS. And then when the IRS comes knocking and everything, you go into the IRS and go, well, IRS, let's make a deal here for pennies on the dollar.
Absolutely.
And not pay all the taxes. Well, if everybody could do that, guess what? Nobody would pay taxes. The only three people that would pay taxes in full would be stupid people because,
right.
You know, they call it the stupid tax because only stupid people would pay because everybody could get a great deal with the IRS. So
that's right, Mark.
If you owe money to the IRS, guess what? You're going to owe money to the IRS, you know, and things like that. And if you get audited and you get assessed or things like that, there are certain things that we can do at Collector Tax Resolution. There are certain programs that we can look at to see about how you can repay. You know, if you're in a real bad situation, there are methods to, i.e., reduce the debt. I mean, if you're just in a real destitute, you know, can't work, injured, disabled, no money, no
That's
house.
That's the thing, right, Mark?
You know,
like, if you don't have any money, and you have no way to make any money, then yes, you will probably be able to not pay some of those taxes, okay? But those situations are not common, right? I mean, how many of you out there have no money and are not going to earn any more money? Right.
Right.
I mean,
you're going to earn some more money.
You're earning.
You know, you have the wherewithal to pay. And so, you know, you have to present financial statements to the government. You have to present all this information to the government and make your case if you want any type of these reductions. I've handled a lot of those cases. I handle a lot of that. And I sit with people and I sit there going, look, I'm going to show you the case and I'm going to say, you know, it's just like a lawyer telling you have a strong case or a weak case to make an argument to the IRS for a reduction. You have a strong case are not so strong case. And I'm going to say, you know, if your case is not so strong, maybe we need to look at some other vehicles. You know, first-time penalty abatement. We'll look at some type of setting up some type of installment agreement so that the IRS won't issue liens and levies and garnish your wages and all these kind of things. But, you know, you need to realize that you just can't thumb your nose at the IRS. And then when they come knocking that, hey, oh, I'm gonna cut a great deal with the IRS. You know,
oh, that's not going to happen.
You know, and also you need, the thing is when you are asking somebody, you know, you're going to contact somebody to help you. And they're going to really say all these grand things and say, oh, we're going to save you all this money or something like that. Just ask one simple question. It's just one simple question. Are you the lady or the person, man, woman, that is going to handle my IRS tax case? And in most cases, they're going to, no, I'm just the collector of the
you
credit card information.
You need to speak to the person, the actual person that's going to talk to the IRS.
Right, because
when you call Mark Klecka, it's Mark, okay? And we right. can tell you, like, all these programs, like the Fresh Start program, the Offer and Compromise. If you think about it this way, like Mark said, right now the IRS only has two documents on you, a W-2 or a 1099. That's the only two documents they have on mm-hmm. you. If you want to be a part of the Fresh Start program, you want an offer and compromise, then you've got to give them 12 months of bank statements, years of tax returns. You've got to give them bills and receipts. You've got to show them your entire financial picture on paper. And you,
yeah,
and you,
a financial statement.
And you're not allowed to lie. You sign a thing that says, I'm not going to lie about this.
Yeah, you
okay?
cannot perjure yourself. No. You're signing under penalties of perjury that this financial statement and all these financial disclosures are correct.
So how many documents do you want to give them for them to make some decision about whether or not you can pay? Like nobody can help you avoid that situation. The best avoidance is to have a great tax preparer that knows how to use the tax code to your advantage. And if you are in trouble, to call Mark Klecka today.
Yeah. So anyway, so you need to get, you know, get that tax preparer, get on, you know, the Executive Services CFO program where you can get all this information and planning done. It's all in the planning. That's where the tax savings are. It's not
strategy.
Trying to cheat the IRS. That's not that's not a long-term strategy. Your long-term strategy is to do tax planning. And what is tax planning? It's 6 months before year end. It's right now, ladies
right
and gentlemen.
Now.
It's right now where you need to call Executive Services at 800-707-1477. And if you're a small business owner, especially, and you're just inundated with paperwork and everything like that, and you don't know, you don't have time to run your business and go out and do the things that you do best, sell your product, you know, sell your service. You don't have time to do all this administrative stuff. It just bogs you down, and you can't run your business. So you need to call 800-707-1477, Executive Services, get Ryan on your team, and have him take care of all this for you.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take another short break, and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times.
Let me tell you how it will be. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small?
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years.
Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Kleka Tax Resolution and Confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.
Hello, this is Mark Kleka talking about MyPillow and how it has literally changed my life. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MK54. You will also get deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-886-1048 and use MK54 promo code. 800-886-1048, promo code MK54.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark Kleka, federal tax attorney and CPA, here with you as we gather each week, same station, same day, same time, to talk about federal income tax questions, issues of the day, and also just general business topics as well, and also any topics or issues you want to bring up on future shows. And how do you let me know about what you'd like to hear on future shows? 844-400-TAXS, 844-400-TAXS. Or send me an email, KlekaLaw, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-A-W, KlekaLaw at S-M-A-R-K-C-P-A.com. And also, we have our new website up, you know, that is KlekaLaw.com, but we've revamped the website, and we're going to have, like, prior podcast of shows, you know, interviews, things of that nature, videos and things like that. Really excited about it. But also, if you want to listen to prior shows, you can go to what? You can go to Executive Services Taxing Times Podcast Free. Executive Services Taxing Times Podcast Free. Type it into your browser, and then it'll pull up all the areas where the podcast, different stations do different podcasts, and there's lists of like 30, 40, 50 podcasts of prior shows that Taxing Times that we've done. So you can go there as well. You know, where, you know, Spotify, iHeart, you know, a lot of different areas for podcasts. So Executive Services, Taxing Times, Podcast Free. So you can also listen to prior shows. We talk about, oh, we talked about that on a prior show. Maybe you can load it up when you're doing your exercising or your yoga or whatever you're doing, and listen to prior shows of Taxing Times so that you can get up to speed on what's going on in the tax world. All right, so we are going to talk a little bit about what you need to be doing about your savings. You know, we talk about, we talked about the hurricane coming, and we don't mean about one that's over there in Florida in the Gulf or something. We're talking about a financial hurricane.
Ooh.
And we're talking about a financial hurricane coming, and then what you need to do, you know, and Ryan, you're going to be talking about this, about what you need to do, to how much to save per month, to order to give $1 million to retire on. Because if you have $1 million set aside in savings when you're 65, you know, hey, I'm relaxed, you know, stuff like that. And it's home
that
free for me.
That gives you peace of mind. That gives you peace of mind.
That's home free for Mark. It's peace of mind for Mark. So it'll be peace of mind for you. So listen to Ryan and let him tell you how
to do this. Yeah, so let's set the stage here real quick. Okay, what we're trying to accomplish is, hey, I'm going to need some money when I retire, right? Okay, and so, you know, most people are going to need, look, if you retire at 65 years old and you live to be 90, you're going to need some money, okay? You're probably going to need more than $1 million. You might need a second job, okay? But but we got to start somewhere, okay? And it's really important, okay, especially if you're young, to start now to understand how this stuff works, okay? Now, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to retire at 65. We're trying to retire with $1 million, okay? And so you need to adjust these numbers if your plans are different, okay? Now, what we have to assume is that we get a 6% annual interest earned on this savings, okay? Now look, that's not just simple, okay? Like, you can't go put it in the bank and get 6%, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand, how am I getting that 6%? And there's a ton of different ways. So if you don't have a good wealth management team, okay, you need to do some research, and then you need to interview a couple of people. You can always call us over at Executive Services, and we can guide you through this. But the situation is, you got to be in ETFs, or you got to be in mutual funds, or you got to be in some kind of financial investment to get a 6% annual return. Okay, but let's pretend you get a 6% annual return. Okay, you're gonna need, if you're 25 years old, you need $502 a month set aside into that account that earns 6% a year. $502 per month. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go all the way to the top. If you're 45, okay, you need to start out with $2,164. You see how dramatic the difference is in that? Okay, so if you're 25, you can start saving $500 a month right now. Now, look, that's your car payment, probably your insurance payment. You know, you got a telephone payment of $100. I know that when I was 25, I could not save $500 a month, Mark. Could you? Were you able to save $500 a month at 25?
Maybe not.
You just got out of college. I mean, you're looking for a job, or you're starting your firm, whatever you're doing. Anyways, look, we know that these numbers are hard, but if you wait till you're 45, that's $2,164, okay? If you only make 60 grand a year, that's 43% of your income, okay? Now, I was reading this over the weekend with CNBC, and Acorns put this report out, and it really puts things into perspective, okay, guys? We try to teach you here to save 30%, okay? So you can put a third of that towards your tax liability. You can put a third of that towards some major purchases that you need in the future. And then you can put a third of that towards your retirement, okay? But when you do the research, you can find out exactly how much money you should be saving, and you really need to start doing that yesterday, okay? So at 25, it's $502 a month. At 30, it's $702 a month. At 35, it's $996 a month. At 40, it's $1,443 a month. And at 45, it's $2,164 a month. If you haven't started saving by 45, you're going to work forever.
Right. And what happens is that people, they don't start saving when they're earlier, and then they get to age 45 and 50. And then what do they try to do? Then they're going to try for what? The proverbial financial home run. They're going to try to go
get rich quick.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go out. They're going to get into these cryptocurrencies. They're going to get in, and they're just going to make a killing. And they read all these newsletters. And we talked about newsletters about
don't
people.
Don't start selling timeshares, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
And about, you know, hey, the easiest way to make $1 million is to what? Do a newsletter.
To write a book on how to make $1 million.
Or a newsletter. And so, yeah, exactly. Look at what I did. I was able to make all this money and everything like that. And you're going, well, wait a minute. If you're making all this money, why are you writing this darn book or this newsletter?
Why are you selling this letter
to
me?
Why are you doing this? And so, you know, and what happens is people do that, and they try for the home run. And what happens is, I'm telling you, it's like going out to the Major League ballpark. You go out to a Major League ballpark, and you go out there and you say, no, I don't want the top pitcher in the league throwing to me. I'm going to take a bat and I'm going to try to hit a home run. And I don't want the top pitcher. No, not the top pitcher league. The lowliest rookie. I mean, the lowest guy in the totem pole. I mean, the last guy in the bullpen out there. You know,
yeah,
and have him pitch to me. Have him pitch to you, and he's going to pitch to you. and you're going to try and never been in pro ball before, if it's somewhat limited, if you were in the minor leagues or even or something athletically inclined or something like that, you're going to try to hit a home run. Well, what are you going to probably do? You're going to take three swings at that ball, and he's going to make you look like a fool, and you're going to strike out. So strike these out. People in these kind of, you know, these big, you know, these cryptocurrencies and these big hedge funds and everything, hey, they're ahead of the ball. And then you're not going to, you think you're going to day trade and you're going to beat the market and all this other stuff. Well, you know, you're probably going to end up what? Striking out and losing money.
Wall Street makes their money off the retail investors. When retail investors are buying, Wall Street's selling. When Wall Street is selling, retail investors are buying. Okay?
Right.
It's the way they make money. Stop being a part of that game. You can get into a great portfolio. Okay. Those are investments. Yes. But that's not day trading. That's not how that works. Okay.
Right.
You get a great 6% return. And that's pretty good return, 6% in the market if you've got a nice portfolio.
Excellent.
Okay, now look, $500 a month. If you can't do it, this is what keeps people from saving. I know. I've been there. This is what keeps people saying, well, I can't save $500 a month. I'm 35. You said $996. I can't save $300 a month. Then save $299, okay?
Right.
Like, you have got to start saving right now. With this hurricane, quote-unquote, that's coming, and remember, Jamie Dimon's going to make money on the hurricane, okay?
Yep.
He could have told you how to make money on the hurricane, but then he wouldn't make any money on the hurricane, so he didn't. He just said it's coming, okay?
Right.
Well, listen, now let us tell you what you need to do, okay? The wise ant stores up his food for the winter. Okay.
Right.
You need to start saving whatever amount of dollars you can start saving, and you need to start doing that right now.
And if you have something, if you're in a company with a matching 401k or any of those kind of matching programs or invest, you know, where they can help you grow this month, maybe if you put in $300 and they match $300.
That's a free $300. I mean, you're working for it anyways. If you got a match program, match that program.
Right.
You really want to speak to an advisor, though, to figure out your personal situation, what your needs are going to be when you're retired. Do you have the right insurance coverages? Long-term care is huge, guys. At some point,
absolutely.
80% of us are going to need long-term care, okay? And there's a point at which you can't even get that insurance anymore, okay? So you got to start saving money right now so that you can start purchasing the things that matter in the future. So don't the shiny car, man. This is over, bro. We're going electric. Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna get a smaller EV or something like that. You know, the shiny, V8 or whatever that you were gonna get. No, but you need.
No, we're going electric.
Doing that.
Autonomous cars. We're not gonna drive anymore. It's gonna be unbelievable.
You know, it comes here before you know it, and you're sitting there, and you're going, you know, hey, I'm 45 or 50, and now I don't have anything. You know, and then you're just tempted to hit the home run because you're scared. You're going, I don't have.
You can't make good decisions in that position. Okay,
yeah.
You're going to listen to every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there that's trying to sell you snake oil, and you're going to join every investment program you ever sign up for. Listen, if you got to pay for their book to tell you how to make money, that's a problem. Okay. We're not charging you for this show right now, okay? There's a reason.
Yeah, because we're going to tell you exactly what the way it is and, you know, let you know the way it is and give you the proper, you know, things for you to consider in making your decisions.
Well, there are good investments out there. You know, for example, I work with a title company. They've got a really great program that pays 1% a month. That's a 12% annual interest earned on loans that you're giving to small and medium-sized construction firms that are using your money to construct buildings. So it's all tangible. Your name's on title and deed. It's a straight-up program. If anything falls through, you own the property and all that stuff, okay? So there are great programs out there. But listen, to that, every one of those one programs, there's 100 that'll steal your money, okay? So that's why you really need to get a good team that can help guide you through this mess. Don't listen to every advertisement out there and call and drop $1,500 and think you're going to make $100,000. That's not how it works.
Yeah. So, you know, get a good advisor and everything like that. But, you know, a long journey starts with the first step. So if you haven't started,
absolutely,
you know,
Mark.
Always, you know, today is a good day to say it's time to make that first step. And I'm going to do this. And if you need help, call Ryan over Executive Services, 800-707-1477. He'll put you in connection with people who can
absolutely.
Help you.
We've got financial advisors on our team. They're standing by ready to sit down with you and go over how things work and work out a plan that's good for you.
I mean, you know. Absolutely. All right, well, we're going to take our last break, and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times.
Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. Also, for a limited time, with any purchase, you will receive Mike's soft cover book absolutely free when you use promo code MK54. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MK54. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-886-1048. Use the promo code MK54. That's 800-886-1048, promo code MK54. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code MK54. Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark Klecka, Federal Tax Attorney, CPA, here with you as we gather each week talking about federal income tax questions and also other questions about business and personal finances. So let us know if you have any other topics you want us to discuss on future shows. 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS. Or email me at KleckaLaw, KLECKALAW, at SMARKCPA.com. And of course, if you've got IRS tax problems, you can call me, Klecka Tax Resolution. That's what we do. You deal with me, you know, you look me in the eye, and we deal and help you with the tax problem. So 844-400-TAXS. And of course, if you need some help, you know, organizing your finances and everything like that, you need the CFO program. That's why you need Executive Services. 800-707-1477. You need to call Ryan Sloan and get organized. It's about mid-year, so, you know, you've got a few months left to do your planning, but you need to start now and, you know, do your financial planning, get your finances in order, get your savings in order. If you've been putting all that off and procrastinating and didn't know how to start, well, you can start by picking up that phone, 800-707-1477. That's how you start. That's how you take the first step. So give Executive Services a call. All right, in our last segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the psychology of money. Let's talk a little bit about psychology of money. What the heck does that mean, Ryan? And why should we be worried about it? What psychology of money mean?
Absolutely. So, you know, money is this thing that really kind of affects our psyche in a major way. Okay, and there are tons of factors, and you can go out and you can do a bunch of research on all this. And it's very important to really kind of identify. And again, we're trying to help you to achieve your financial goals, right? One of our goals here at Executive Services Taxing Times is to help you achieve your financial goals, right? And so the psychology of money is very complex, but you can do some very simple things to get yourself going in the direction that you're wanting to go. Okay. And so we're talking about all those people out there that have bad habits with money that, you know, they want to save, but they can't save. You know, they find themselves, you know, buying that extra thing at the mall every month, you know, and they're staying up late and they're drunk surfing Amazon, you know, and, you know, whatever's going on, okay, that you're using money as a coping mechanism, okay, you do not have the right money psychology profile, okay? And so we want to give you some tips and some tricks and some tools to flip that around, okay? And the first one we did was to identify for you, hey, how much money do you really got to save to have $1 million when you retire, okay? And so that's anywhere from $500 to $2,000. Just make it simple for your brain, okay? Now, let's talk about how most people spend their money, all right? Now, you're probably just like everybody else, just like me, okay, just like my family. Most people spend what they make, all right? Let's chew on that for just a minute. It doesn't matter if you make $10 an hour or you make $10,000 an hour. Most people spend what they make, okay? We have a society today in which you can go out and you can spend all the money you make in one transaction. You can't make more money than you could spend in one transaction. Think about that, and it's gone. In just one moment, it could be all gone if you decided to buy this one thing, whatever it is, okay? Elon Musk is buying Twitter right now for $44 billion, okay? In one transaction, right, Mark?
Yeah.
One thing, 40 look at that.
$44 million.
Who's got $44 billion to go buy Twitter, all right? Show of hands, right? So what I'm trying to say, guys, is that stop keeping up with the Joneses, okay? Stop spending what you make. Stop it, okay?
Right.
Dave Ramsey tells you, okay, don't spend what you make. Definitely don't spend more than what you make. If you got contracts out there where accounts receivable, but your accounts payable is $1 million more than your accounts receivable, guess what? You don't have any money. It doesn't matter what's in your account. So look, the first thing is to start to use this reward center in your brain, okay? The one that's the same one that when you go out and buy that fancy thing, it's hitting that reward center. Bing! Oh, I got that new fancy thing.
Yeah.
But that wears off in like 9 months, okay? So we want to hit that in a different way, okay? And the way that I teach my clients to do that is to start putting a little bit of money in a separate bank account and or in an account like Acorns. I love Acorns. I use it myself, okay? And this is your I'm never going to touch it account. This is my I want peace of mind and to be able to sleep at night and not have panic attacks because I've got an account that's only going up.
Right.
This is an amount of money that you cannot worry about never touching, okay? So for my client, I'm going to give you an example. For my client, we've determined $1,250 a week, okay? And so that comes to about $5,000 a month, all right? And so he's going to right now start putting $1,250 a week in an account that's earning interest, okay? Now look, on our scale of 500 to 2,000, that's double that $2,000. And look, he's 35 years old. So what is he covering in that $1,250? Well, he could be covering tax liability. He could be covering retirement savings. He could be covering large purchase. Now, he's got all the things that he needs. He's got a house. He's got a couple of rental houses. He's got all the cars and the boats and the razor and all the stuff that he needs. And he's in a comfortable position. His business has been very successful for the last year. So now this is what he's setting aside. If that's not you and you need to set aside $100, okay, or $10, I don't care what it is, okay? We're trying to change your psychology. And the fact of the matter is that in order to get where you want, to be wealthy one day, then you've got to enjoy having money in the bank. And that doesn't matter whether it's $10, you're trying to grow it, okay?
Right.
So $10 this week, it's $20 next week, it's $30 the week after, it's $40, and so on and so forth. And never touch that money. And when it goes up, every day you can look at it, and it's going up, and that gives you what? What does that give you, Mark?
Yeah, it gives you the peace of mind. And what you need to do, and the other thing is that if you're getting a big whopping refund every year from the IRS, they're holding your money for a year interest-free, they're not paying you any return on that money. Zero, zip, nada, not a dime.
Not a dime, and while so inflation is screaming.
Yeah. And so you need to look at that and say, no, I'm going to reduce, how am I going to get this money to put into savings? Well, I'm going to reduce the amount of withholding that my employer is taking out of my check. I'm going to get a little bit more in my paycheck, but I'm not going to spend it. No, I'm not. I'm going to go into a discipline, where what I do, and I tell a lot of people a lot of times, is that they have an automatic draft that comes out twice a month when that paycheck comes out, like $100 goes into that, that account. $100. And I even put it like that, that, you know, if you really think that you can't keep your hands off of it or something like that, you can put it where both of you have to, you know, if you're married or something like that, that both of you have to sign to get any money out of it.
Both of you have to sign for it. That's right.
And so, you know, the deal is that, hey, let your friends show off the shiny new motorcycle. Let them show off the fancy new clothes or anything like that, all that kind of stuff.
Those are all consumables. Those are all $0 bucket, guys.
Right.
Okay? You need to fall in love with saving money. Don't fall in love with money. Okay? Fall in love with having it.
Right. And you're just going to smile, and, you know, they're talking about that. And what you need to do is this old thing, and it's probably been said, it's older than dirt or something. It's going and do a financial plan, but live beneath your means.
That's what Dave Ramsey says. Live beneath your means, right? And we totally agree with that, okay? And but what does that mean? How do you put that into action? Well, we're telling you today how to do that. You need to start saving anywhere from $10 to $100 to $1,250 to $10,000, if that's your zone, a week. You need to start a weekly and or daily. Look, compounding interest, okay? If you've got a $10, I use Acorns. I love Acorns. Look, they don't pay me to say this right now, okay? I love Acorns. I use it all the time. I think it's about $10 that comes out of my account every day, Mark. $10, yeah. I think is what it is. $10 every day just comes right out of my bank account and goes over to Acorns, okay? And then they invest that in ETFs, okay? And so I think over the life of my account, I think I've got about a 10% gain. That's more than that 6%.
Oh, yeah.
And I got about a 10% gain going on right now. It's an annual 10% return, okay?
Plan.
Now, look, that's not a ton of money, Mark, 10 bucks a month. But guess what? I've got that account that just only goes up. I don't take it out. I don't take money out, so it only goes up. So, and then I've got a Roth IRA over there. And again, these are small amounts of money, but it's starting those habits, those great habits that reward, that hit that reward center in your brain. Every time I open my Acorns account, my Acorns app, guess what? It's higher. The amount of money is higher. When I open up my bank account, it's always lower.
Yeah, if you want a thrill, open up those account, you know, envelopes every month, and you have a higher bank account, and you look at that, and then 20, 30 years down the road that you're looking at that, and you have the peace of mind, oh, look how much this is now, something like that, versus the little bit of gratification, oh, yeah, you know, ladies went out and bought a new dress, or a guy went out and bought a motorcycle, you know, they're both up, hey, oh, they got a new boat, you know, oh, wow, we got a boat, or something like that, well, great. Let me come over to your house. I'll come ride with you in your boat.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you're going to the lake, Mark, you let me know, okay?
But yeah.
You can pay for the boat storage. You can pay for the maintenance. You can pay for the insurance. You know, you can pay for all that if you want to, okay? Or you can just go rent a boat for the afternoon, the one time you're going to do it this year, for crying out loud. Like, the point is get some better habits, okay? And the first habit you need to start with is either a daily savings or a weekly savings rate, so that you can start hitting that pleasure center in your brain. You can start achieving your financial goals. When you've got a big stack of cash, you can leverage that. You can borrow against it. You can do lots of things. You have a lot more flexibility when you've got money in the bank. Okay, so don't be afraid of the hurricane. Start to, right now, make better habits.
Yeah.
So that you can withstand that hurricane, because hurricanes are coming, and this isn't the last one that's going to come.
Right.
Okay.
You know, like they say, you know, when hurricane's coming, you know, when we're having a real, you know, one coming off the sea, everything like that, what do? You have the plywood stored and everything so you can survive the hurricane. Well, it's the same thing with a financial hurricane, that you have the bank account and everything to what? Survive the storm. So it's the same thing. So, you know, prepare for the hurricane by saving, and then just look at your deal. Sit with Ryan over Executive Services. You know, come up with a CFO plan. Come up with a savings plan. Come up with a strategy where you're going to do this. Come up with some ideas on how we're not going to spend money, how we're going to save money.
That's right. Don't spend it. Save it. Okay. Look, we've all enjoyed life, okay, to a certain degree. Okay. Even when I was broke, I would find a way to enjoy the weekend somehow. Go get a bottle of this or, you know, go get, you know, a new that, or run down to the beach or whatever. Like, if we're all already doing the best we can with enjoying our life. But if you're having panic attacks, if you're waking up and freaking out because your bank account only goes down, okay, if you just don't know how you're ever going to quote-unquote get there, well, we're telling you how to start right now, and that starts with a disciplined sacrifice of a daily or weekly savings.
Right. And then if you're a business owner too, if you're a small business owner or something like that, you need to look at your processes and what where the money goes. And so why is my bank account not increasing? And you get with financial, you know, get with executive services, CFO program as well.
I'm showing a net profit, but my bank account's negative. How did that happen?
Yeah. So you need to sit with Ryan and call him at 800-707-1477 and get your financial house in order. All right, well, this will wrap up another edition of Taxing Times, brought to you in part by Executive Services and MyPillow. So until next week, everyone, this is Mark Klecka, federal tax attorney and CPA, hoping everyone has a great week. And we'll talk to you at the same time, same station, same date next week.
Thanks for tuning today's edition of Taxing Times with federal tax attorney and CPA Mark Klecka. Call Mark to help with all your federal tax problems. These are taxing times.
Right. You can write me off, but I ain't giving a dime to the IRS.
Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Klecka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.